Be'ezus Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together this morning. Zion is dedicated to Nishmas Rabbi Mori Harav David Sivan Rabbi Yosef. Man overboard, Rabbi Yosef, we need a different cup. We got a hole in the cup. There's a hole in the bucket, Miss Muffet. Okay. We got it. Okay. Sorry about that. We had a water crisis. Where was I? This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moir of David Svi Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is the Dharam daf Chaf Ches. We left off at the Mishnah on Chaf Zayin on Beis, where Chatar Adonai Ohenu Melech Olam Shachni Avaro. Good morning to Avi, Dr. Joe Yitzchak Yosef Chaim, Harav Eliezer Dov, Yisrael Moshe, Svika Shlomo David, Chana Chanach, and David Yoshua. Here we go, says the Mishnah. So this Mishnah is also discussing other kinds of examples of where you make a neder not exactly because you want to, except interestingly, in this case, the neder is chal, but not fully, as we'll see in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, Nodrin la harugin. A guy comes, he wants to kill you to rob your money. So you're allowed to make a neder that this thing isn't really my money, so that he shouldn't kill you to take the money. We'll see. Nodrin la harugin, even though it really is your money, but you're making a neder that it's not your money to get rid of him so that he doesn't kill you. So, Nodrin la harugin, to a killer, v'la charamin, or a bandit, a robber, v'la mochsin, or a tax collector. Shehi truma, you can make a neder and sweat and say as follows, all the fruit in the world is usher on me, all the fruit in the world is usher on me, if this is not truma. Meaning you're trying to convince them that it is truma, and in reality it's not. No din la ragin la chawam la moksin shehi truma. Afal pi she'eino truma, even though it's really not truma. Shehein shel beis hamelech, or you could say, listen, all of this stuff belongs to the king, doesn't belong to me. Afal pi she'eino shel beis hamelech, even though they're not. So you're doing it to save your life, and you say, I swear, all the food in the world is usher on me if it's not truma, but and really it's not truma. So really all the food in the world should be usher on you. You took the nether. So we'll see how the Gemara plays with this. Beis Shammai Omrim Bakol Nodrin. Beis Shammai says you could do any type of nether, even a chutz mishvua, but you can make a shvua to protect yourself from the harugin, the nodrin, the moksin, or the charamin. You can't make a shvua because shvua is much more serious, as we've seen. Lo yinaket. So Beis Hillel Omrim, no, af b'shvua. Beis Hillel says not only you're allowed to make a neder, you're allowed to make a shvua as well. Beis Shammai Omrim lo yiftach lo b'neder. Beis Shammai says even by a neder, you should not offer to this bandit to make a neder. Only if he says to you, oh yeah, it's truma, swear to me. So if he says to you, swear to me, you could do it, but you shouldn't do it l'chadchila. Well, Beis Hillel Omrim, af yiftach lo. No, Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to suggest it on your own. You don't have to wait for him to suggest you. And finally, Beis Shammai Omrim, bameh shehu madiro. That Beis Shammai says, you're only allowed to include in the neder that which this bandit makes you swear. Beis Hillel Omrim, af mashe'inu madiro. Beis Hillel says you could add in. We'll see. The Mishnah is going to explain. What's a case of adding in? Ketzad. Omar lo, if the bandit says to you, Emor konim ishti nanisli, the bandit says, oh yeah, this stuff is truma, I want you to swear to me that your wife should be usher to you bahana if this thing is not truma. And you say, not only will I do that, I'll add in more than that. Konim ishti nanisli, v'omar, and he says, konim ishti ubanai nanisli, my wife won't get any pleasure out of me and my sons won't get any pleasure out of me. So Beis Shammai Omrim Ishto Muteris Banav Asurin. So Beis Shammai says you were only allowed to take the nether on your wife, so she's really mutter to you, but your sons are really usher because no one told you to add your sons into the nether. The fact that you added your sons into the nether, and in reality it's not truma, so you actually, you know, so your kids are actually usher by now. You were stupid for adding that in. Beis Hillel says no. Once you're making a fake nether, you can add in whoever you want in there, because what's the difference? It's just like it's fake to your wife, it's fake to your son also. Now the Gemara is going to explain why is it, what do you mean? You should have to keep the nether on everything. You said, if it's not Shuma, then my wife should be Asar on me, and it's Taka not Shuma. So then even your wife should be Asar on you, no? So the Gemara is going to talk about that.
Well, these people who kill and rob, they're not the most honest people in the world.
So great question.
What do they care if it's
great question. Yeah, so apparently...
I'm a chote, so what's the difference between what you care about your
Truman? So Dr. Joe is asking, if this guy's going to kill you for your money, why does he care that it's Truma? Yeah. So the Rush says apparently there are people who don't mind killing you for your money, but no, they would never eat Truma. It's like a little bit strange. Truma, I would never eat that. No, others say no. Truma is not worth as much money because demand and supply, we all learned in college, basic economics, and probably if you're in business, you probably know these rules better than me, but because there's such little demands for Truma, so the price is very low. Truma actually costs less than other stuff because there's very little demand for it. You got to find the coin to sell it to. So there's very little demand, so the price is lower, so the guy won't want to steal it because he's not going to get a lot of money for it. So if you tell him it's Truma or belongs to the king, that's the pshat. Not that he's going to, it's Truma, I'm not going to eat it. The guy's willing to kill you for your money, he's probably not going to be too worried about eating Truma. Okay, let's continue. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Now we said you're allowed to swear to the tax collector. Whoa. You're allowed to cheat on your income taxes. Chas v'shalom. Nobody who goes to Kamenetsky's Daf Yomi would ever cheat on their income taxes. Chas v'shalom, you're going to lie on your income tax returns. That you're not allowed to do that. Ask the Gemara, famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, is really the real sugya. V'harmar Shmuel dina de malchusa dina. What do you mean? How can you swear to fake out, to lie to the tax collector? Dina de malchusa dina. What happened to the rule that the law of the land is the law of the land? So if you go through a stop sign, you violate an avera. You go over the speed limit, you violate an avera. That's what it sounds like for the Gemara. Uh-oh, we're all in trouble, if that's true. So dina de malchusa dina, the law of the land, is the law of the land. Now, first of all, why is that so? So the Ran writes over here, the name of Tosis, since the king owns the land, and he can throw you out of the land whoever he wants to, so if the king makes a rule, you have to listen to the king. That's what the Ran says. The implication of that is that Dina de Malchus applies everywhere except for Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Ran says. Unbelievable. The only place that Dina de Malchus doesn't apply is Eretz Yisrael because the king doesn't. All of Klal Yisrael owns Eretz Yisrael. We're all owners. So if you want to violate the rules in Eretz Yisrael, there's no violation of Dina de Malchus Dina. That's what the Ran says. But others say no, even in Eretz Yisrael. Others say Dina de Malchus Dina applies even in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam, the Meiri, Shulchan Aruch say no, Dina de Malchus Dina applies even in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rashbam explains that Dina de Malchus Dina comes from the fact that all the inhabitants of a land, when you move into the land, you agree to live by the rules of the land. And therefore, if you violate the rules of the land, that's a violation of halacha too. You accept it upon yourself to do something.
Except double parking.
Right. Right. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to lie to the tax collector? The Gemara says, he's not a legit tax collector. We're not talking about a legit guy. Says the Gemara... Two answers. Amar of Chinan, Amar of Kana, or Shmuel, but Moches she'ein lo kitzva. The king said you have to pay a certain amount of taxes. This tax collector collects more than the king says that you can collect, and he's lining his own pockets with it. Illegally. He's doing it illegally. Tevei Rabbi Yane Amar, but Moches ha'omen me'elav. The king did not appoint him as the tax collector. The king says there's a certain amount of taxes, but this guy is going and collecting him on his own. He's a bully. He's collecting it. He didn't take rishus from the king to collect the taxes. He's collecting it on his own. He's considered to be a gazlan. That's Rabbi Avraham and Ahar Mefarish. He explains that we're talking about, even if the king set a certain amount of money for the taxes, and he and this tax collector collected the right amount, but the king didn't appoint him, so you don't have to give it to him because he's considered to be a gazlan, even if no one else is collecting the taxes. Rabbeinu Peretz explains that we're talking about a case where the king said you could give less taxes from the set amount, and this guy's collecting more. So the bottom line is he's not authorized. Now we learned in the Mishnah Shehein shel beis hamelach v'av misheinan shel beis hamelach. So hechi nadar. So what lashon of neder did you use by the case of beis hamelach? It doesn't mean that you swore that these things are shel beis hamelach, because then you're not answering anything on anybody. So the Gemara answers, all the fruit in the world should be asur on me, im einan shel beis hamelach, if they're not from the beis hamelach. Now in reality, they're not from the beis hamelach. So we ask the Gemara, wait a minute. But so he said the nether was a good nether. It should actually all be up. What did he accomplish? Kevin d'amar ye asru, itzrael kol pera alma. What do you mean? So they really didn't belong to the king. So now the nether should really be a good nether. So all the fruit in the world should be asur on him. So what's going on over here? So how in the world can you make such a nether? All the fruit in the world is now asur on you. Answers the Gemara, be'omer hayom. You say all the fruit in the world should be asur on you for today. So in reality, you fast for the day. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, but the ganav is going to see through that one. Why is the tax collector going to listen to you if you say that all the food in the world should be asking you for one day? How is that going to be something that's going to cause him to, must be he's telling the truth because he's going to fast for a day. Fasting for a day is not such a big deal. Maybe you'll do that. It's not going to deter him. Answer the Gemara, Be'omer belibo hayom umotzi besvasav stam. The case of the Mishnah is where you say, all the fruit in the world is going to be usher on me, the implication being forever. But to yourself, you whisper, hayom, just today. And even though normally we say, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, normally you're not allowed to make a neder like this, the rabbis allowed you to make this fake neder, but you have to observe it for that day. For the day you have to observe it. You're not allowed to eat for the day. But they allowed you to pull this shtick and whisper hayom to get out of this illicit bandit. Usually, the things that you whisper to yourself and don't say out loud don't count in the neder. Legabe onsin shiny. By these bandits, the rabbis allowed you to whisper to yourself and say hayom, and therefore you have to observe the neder only hayom. He thinks you made the neder forever. Oh, he says, oh my gosh, you must be telling the truth. But you just whisper it today because it's really not the king's. And it's really not Truma, and therefore you have to observe it in one day. Said the Mishnah, Beishami Omen Bakol Nodrin Chutz Mishvua. And Beisil said, even Shvua. Now, Beishami Omen Bameshu Madiro. You're only allowed to swear with who the bandit tells you to swear. Beisil Omen Af Mash Ein Madiro. Beisil says, you're even allowed to add in people who. We're not madrim. Kesad amalo konim ishtinanisli. I swear, if this is not truma, I swear that my wife won't get any better for me. And you add in, so that's who the guy told you to swear on your wife. V'amar konim ishtu ubananinli, and you add it in. So b'shami om ishtu mutaris ubanavasur. They said om eilel mutar. Amar avuna. Tana. We learned in a brisa, a slightly different nusach in the brisa. B'shami omim. Lo yiftach lo b'shvua, u'beisil omrim af yiftach lo b'shvua. Now, the Mishnah talked about yiftach lo b'neder. So at first the Gemara is going to think that there's a dispute here. So says the Gemara, lebeis shamai b'shvua hodu lo yiftach lo, ha b'neder yiftach lo. Aye, it's against the Mishnah. V'hatunan b'shamai omrim lo yiftach lo b'neder. Even by a neder, you're not allowed to offer it. It's just if he says, swear to me, then you can do it. But you're not allowed to offer it. But the brisa sounds like only a shvua b'shama says you can't offer. Sounds like a neder you can offer. That's one difference. Vesu, Miftachu delo yiftach lo b'shvua. It sounds like Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to offer it. Ha-meder no de b'shvua. But b'di-eved, if he tells you to do one, you're allowed to make even a shvua, it sounds like. But in the Mishnah, they only talked about neder. V'atanah Beis Shammai yom ha-kol nojun chutz mi b'shvua. You're not allowed to make a shvua at all. You're not allowed, the Mishnah sounded like Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to make a shvua at all. So the Gemara answers, it's not that. The Gemara answers, the Bryce and the Mishnah are not arguing. It sounds like you're making these diyukim to say that the Bryce and the Mishnah are arguing. Remorcha, you and Eretz Yisrael.
Well, yes, I'm actually climbing down Masada as you speak.
Climbing down Masada. Look at this guy. Listening to the daf while walking down Masada. Here we go.
Rabbeinu, here's the kicker. Take a look at the t-shirt.
Oh, we got the Daf Yomi t-shirt. Gevaldik. Okay. All right. Gevaldik or Mordechai, Daf Yomi t-shirt, walking down Masada, listening to the Daf. Here we go. For Mordechai, nobody like you. Oh, man, look at that. Beautiful. Okay. All right. So, the Mishnah seems to say that Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to make a shuwa at all from B'di'eved, and with a neder, you're not allowed to be poseach. But from the Bryce, it sounds like only a shvua, you're not allowed to be poseach. But a neder, you are allowed to be poseach. So there's two differences between the Mishnah and the Brysa. Answers the Gemara, no. Even Beis Shammai agrees that you're not allowed to make a shvua. And you're not even allowed to, and you're not allowed to be poseach. There's no stira. Tana masnisin ben neder. The Mishnah is just talking about neder. Lodiach ha-kocha de Beis Shammai. To teach me the strength of Beis Shammai's opinion. That they say that even though you're allowed to make a neder, you're not allowed to offer a neder. And the Mishnah of Beis Shammai is you're not allowed to offer another. But Tana Braisa B'Shvua, the reason why the Braisa is talking about a Shvua is Lodiach Kochot de Beis Hillel, to teach you the strength of Beis Hillel's opinion, that not only are you allowed to make a Shvua, you're allowed to offer a Shvua. But don't be Medayek in Beis Shammai, that only Shvua you're not allowed to, that the Shvua you're not allowed to offer, but another you are allowed to offer. No, it's not really true. It's just teaching you two different cases, but there is no argument. So when all the smoke clears, Beis Shammai Taka holds that that you're not allowed to offer a neder, and a shvua you're not allowed to make at all. And Beis Hillel holds, not only are you allowed to make a shvua, you're even allowed to offer a shvua. So basically, Beis Shammai still argue menakotze elakotze, from one extreme to the other. Okay, that's one answer. That's the answer. That's the first answer. The Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say who gives the answer, but the second answer is Ravashi, and the Rishonim say over here that Ravashi is not necessarily arguing on the first answer. He just says pshat in the Brisa is different. Ravashi Amar Ravashi has a whole different pshat in the Brisa. Interesting. Ravashi Amar Hachi Katani. This is what the Brisa means. Bishame Omrim Ein She'ela Bishvua. The Brisa is talking about a whole different story. Lo yiftach lo b'shvua. They say, "My af yiftach lo b'shvua." Can Bezdin get rid of a shvua with a Pesach? A whole different story. Nothing to do with a bandit. Stamazoi. B'shami Rambam ain she'ela b'shvua. A chacham cannot get rid of a shvua with a Pesach. Right? You can't get rid of a shvua saying, "Oh, had I known that X, Y, and Z would happen, I never would have made a shvua." Beis Shammai says you can't get rid of a shvua with a Pesach. Beis Hillel omrim yesh she'ela b'shvua, and Beis Hillel says you can get rid of a shvua with a Pesach. Okay, brand new Mishnah. Here we go. Bottom of Chav Chesam et Aleph. New Mishnah. This Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnayos. Some say it's a continuation of Nidrei Shkagos. Others say that it's continuation of Onsen. Now, this Mishnah, most Rishonim understand this Mishnah has nothing to do with Nidarim. It has to do with Hektish, but it's connected to Nidrei Shkagos and Nidrei Onsen. It's like Hektish of Shkagos and Onsen. Others say, no, it's really talking about Nidarim. But again, most Rishonim learn it's talking about Hektish, so we're going to learn, like most Rishonim, that it's talking about Hektish. Says the Mishnah, Harei Netiyos Elu Karban Im Eina Niktzatzos. So the Gemara is going to explain, there's a big storm, there's a lot of wind going on, and you say, if the wind does not knock down these trees, I'm going to donate them to Beis HaMikdash. Now, you don't really intend to do that because you think the wind is gonna blow them away. You just mean to say, oh, the wind is for sure going to blow this away. If the wind doesn't blow this away, they're going to be hektish. Talizu karbon imein nisrefes. The Gemara is going to explain that there's a fire in the house, and you say, if this talis survives this fire, I'm going to donate it to the Beis HaMikdash. Talizu karbon imein nisrefes. Yesh lahen pidyon. So the halacha is they get kedusha, but you could redeem the kedusha. However, if you say, these trees will be donated to the Beis HaMikdash until they are chopped down, so then even if they survive the wind, they're still hektish. So you can't redeem them. Talzu karban asha tisarif. So this talz would be samikdash until it gets burned down. Then ein lem pidyon. Now ein lem pidyon means, the Rishonim explain, even if you redeem them, they go back to being holy because you said they have to be hektish until they're chopped down. They have to be hektish until they burn. So even if the fire doesn't get the thing, if you make them hektish, you can't redeem them because they didn't burn yet. So they're hektish all the way up. Even if you redeem them, they go back to being hektish. That's the way the Gemara is going to explain. Says the Gemara. Now, why do you have this funny language of yesh lem pidyon or ein lem pidyon? Why don't you just say they're hektish? V'lisnei kiddushos. Why are you saying this funny language of yesh lem pidyon, ein lem pidyon? Just say it's hektish. You should say it's hektish. Just say it's hektish. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Say hello to Mordechai in Masada. Mordechai's in Masada, walking down Masada.
Yo, John, what's up?
Okay. Says the Gemara, why didn't you say it's hektish? Ask the Gemara, v'listei kedushos ve'ein kedushos. Just say, either it is kadosh or not kadosh. What do you tell me this funny language of pinyon? The Gemara says, no, because in the Seifa, I did the boy lives in the Seifa ein lam pidyon. No, there's a chiddush in the Seifa that even when they become kadosh, if you redeem them, they go back to being hektish again. So it had to tell you a halach of pidyon in the Seifa, so it uses the language of pidyon in the Reisha. I did the boy lives in the Seifa ein lam pidyon, Tana Reisha, yesh lam pidyon. Says the Gemara, Heichi nadar, what kind of language over here did you use to make this stuff hektish? It's not that... What's the language that you used over here? Amar Meimar Beomer. You said these trees should be hektish im einon niktsasos hayom. If they don't get chopped down today, so we'll wait and see. If they get chopped down today, right? Because the question was, if they don't get chopped down, every tree ultimately at some point in its lifetime is going to fall down. Maybe in 1,000 years, whatever it is, it's not going to live forever. I guess maybe some trees do live forever. But the Gemara says, no, it means today. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Im Anis says, Yom V'Avrayom V'Lonik Tetsu. And the day passed, they didn't get chopped down from the wind. So the Gemara, Im Kain, Lamali Lumeimah, Pshita. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Obviously, it's hektish if it doesn't fall down. What in the world is the Chiddush? And says the Gemara, no. Lo Tzrich Gon De'ika Zika Nefisha. There's a hurricane going on. There's a hurricane wind. So you think for sure it's going to blow down the trees. So you make this nether. You might have thought that the nether shouldn't be chal because it was a nether based on a mistake. You thought these trees for sure, it's 100 miles an hour wind. It's going to uproot everything. So you thought, and you said, if it doesn't get uprooted, it's hektish. So you might think it's not hektish because if it doesn't get uprooted today in this hurricane, so it's hektish. You might have thought it's not really hektish because you were assuming it was going to get uprooted. That's why you made it hektish. So you might think it doesn't work. Kagon dikas is going to fisha. So Kamash will on the Mishnah. No. It's hektish. And what about, and Gemara says, and I'll prove to you that we're talking about a case where there was a hurricane going on. Vaha katani la gabi talis. Because the Mishnah stated this case of trees being uprooted right next to the case of talus. Vitalis l'sreifa kaima. And what's the Mishnah talking about? That a talus is going to get burnt. How in the world is a talus going to get burnt? Talisim don't get burnt. You just have a talus lying around your house. Oh, no. It must be a case where there's a fire in your house already. In, says the Gemara, can go and dig a delenka. No, there's a fire burning in your house and it's about to consume everything. And you say, If somehow my shirts in my closet get spared, I'm donating them to Hektish. So Hachanami to Ikadika Nefisha. For the fact that the case of the Mishnah is there's a fire ready, so it must be that there's already a hurricane winds blowing. Sakadaich, and therefore the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, you might have thought, Demasakadaich to Dilominsalon. You think, is mamish hurricane wind blowing, so the trees are not going to get uprooted, there's a fire burning, so my shirts are not going to get burnt. So that's why you're willing to make an edah, like you were making a guzma. Like you didn't really intend to be makdish there, because you thought the fire was going to burn everything down. You thought the wind was going to blow the trees away. You didn't mean to do it. No. Your intention really is to be makdish them if the wind does not blow them away, or if the fire does not burn it out. And therefore, the hektish is chal. Okay, we'll just start the next line. It's really tomorrow's daf more, but we'll just start the next line and come back to it. We said in the Mishnah, Harein Atiyus Elu Karban Ad Sheyiktetu Ein Lahem Pidyon. Ask the Gemara, Ula Olam. What do you mean? Why can't you be poed to them? Forever you can't redeem this stuff? If it's hektish, all hektish you can redeem. Why in the world can't you redeem this stuff? After it's hektish, answer the Gemara. Amar bar pada, no. When it says ein lam pidyon, what it means is pidaan chozos vikochos. After you redeem them, they go back to being hektish. Because you said they should be hektish until they get uprooted. So if they survive the storm, good, they're hektish now. But until they're uprooted, so if you make it hektish, what are you going to do? Redeem them? They're going to become hektish again. Because you said they become hektish until they get cut down. If they survive the storm, they're not cut down yet. They're still attached. So they have to perpetually keep on. Even if you redeem them, they go back to being hektish. Pida'an, chozos, vikochos, ad sheiktitzu. Until they get chopped down. Niktitzu. Once they get chopped down, podan pam achas vidayo. Once they get chopped down. So this is going to be an interesting discussion tomorrow's daf. Once they get chopped down, so automatically they lose their Kedusha. So the Gemara is going to ask, no, I don't understand. Yeah, very nice. You said they're hektish until they get chopped down. But shouldn't you have to redeem them after they get chopped down? I mean, they were hektish beforehand. So the Gemara implies no. So Bar Pada says, so Bar Pada says, once they get chopped down, then you have to redeem them, and then they lose their Kedusha. Even though you only set up the Kedusha until they got chopped down, but once they get chopped down, they don't lose their Kedusha automatically. You have to redeem them, and then they lose their Kedusha. But Ulamar, no. Kevin Sheniktetzu, Shuv Ein Podan. No. Ula said, you only said that they're holy until they get chopped down. And apparently you're allowed to make a hektish. That's a question. Are you allowed to make something hektish for 2 days? Is that a thing? Are you allowed to do that? Or no, once you make something hektish, it's hektish forever. You can't make hektish only for 2 days. That's what this is argument over here. We'll have to see in tomorrow's daf. But for Ulam, I know. Kevin Sheniktetzu, Shuv Ein Podan. You don't have to, you said they're hektish until they get chopped down. So the second they get chopped down, they're no longer hektish. You don't have to redeem them now. You only set up the hektish until they got chopped down. So once they get chopped down, they lose their kedusha automatically. You don't have to now go redeem them. So that's a machlokas here. Is it shayach to make something hektish only for a certain amount of time? The hektish is only chal to the ktitza. Once they're cut down, so the kedusha goes out by itself. Ula holds, kedusha can leave it even without a ma'isa pidyon. If a person makes a tenai that the kedusha should leave at a certain time, so then the kedusha does not pass that time. And when that time comes, the kedusha leaves by itself. Okay, so, hold on. Just one point there before we finish. So, I see here there's a machlokas harishonim. There's a machlokas harishonim about this machlokas. Again, we're going to see it more in tomorrow's daf. Right. We'll get into a little bit more tomorrow, but let's just first, just today, briefly. Machlokas harishonim about this machlokas about Pardin Ula. The Rashba holds that Ula, the Rashba holds, that Ula does not argue on Bar Pada only with the following halacha. Right. Ula does not argue on Bar Pada whether or not normally Kedusha does go out by itself. Ula's modeh for the first in the Bar Papa that the pigeon does not work before you chop it off. But it goes back and becomes Kadosh again. And others argue on the Rashba that they argue on two things. Right, the simple pshat is they're only arguing on, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Rashba says that the Rashba holds Ula only argues on Bar Pada about this halacha, whether or not the Kedusha leaves by itself or not. However, Ula agrees to the first din that you can't redeem it prior to the Ketzitza. And others disagree and say no. They argue on the second halacha as well. Ula holds if you redeem the Netios before they get chopped down, it does work and it doesn't come back. Okay, so that's a question. Right, whether or not Ula's arguing on both dinim of Bar Pada or only one. Okay, well, Glenda, we'll have to pick this up tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Now, Rabosai, this coming, I'm going to Israel tomorrow. So, I'll catch Mordechai on Masada. So, I'm going to be in Israel for, thank you very much. Thank you, Shlomo. I'll be in Israel for, tomorrow we have regular shiur. We will have shiur tomorrow. Flying to Israel tomorrow. So Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, and probably Monday also. You know, I don't know what time the plane comes back in the morning. I'll be back in the morning. So probably Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. I'm not giving a live daf. So I'm going to try to record the daf and wherever we find ourselves over the next few days. Everyone should have a great day. I will be. We do have shiur tomorrow.
What's going to be Thursday night shiur?
Rabbanu, thank you so much.
Probably not.